Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SEM India Projects Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhinav from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Abhinav.
Thank you, Trisha. Good afternoon to all. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY26 earnings call of SEM India Projects Limited. Today, we have with us from the management Mr. Jayant Basu, Managing Director, Mr. Nitesh Sharma, the CFO, Mr. Rahul Agrawal, Head Investor Relations. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhinav. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Q2 FY26 results conference. So this is Nitesh Sharma. So before I begin, the discussion that we will have in this call may contain certain forward-looking statements about SEM India Projects Limited, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially from those in such statements. Let me first start with the financial performance for the quarter, and subsequently, our MD, Mr. Jayant Basu, will be taking you through the operational performance of the company. So we are pleased to share that we have reported another quarter of robust performance in FY25-26. I'll brief about the quarter performance for FY26 first. The total operating income of rupees 2,175 crore in Q2 FY26 against 1,991 crore, which translates into a growth of 9% on a year-on-year basis. The EBITDA for the quarter stood at 242 crore against 204 crore of the previous year corresponding quarter, again the growth of 19%. EBITDA margin was at 11.1% in Q2 FY26 against 10.3% in Q2 FY25. PAT of rupees 108 crore in Q2 FY26 against rupees 72 crore, a growth of 49% on a year-on-year basis. I'll brief you on the H1 performance now. For H1, the total operating income stood at 4,718 crore against 4,372 crore in the previous corresponding year quarter, again a growth of 8%. EBITDA of rupees 496 crore in H1 FY26 against rupees 442 crore, which is a growth of 13% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin at 10.5% in H1 against 10.1% in H1 of previous year. PAT of rupees 245 crore in H1 FY26 against 172 crore of the previous year H1, growth of 42% again reported. And as usual, conservatively, we are financed with a net debt-to-equity ratio of 0.25x. I'll brief you on the order book position as on date. So in the first half, we have secured order of around 6,189 crores. Post-September 25, the new orders which we have won is close to 1,000 crores, and we are L1 in around 2,500 crores of order book. So the total order book now stands at close to 9,700 crores. Now, I would request our MD, Mr. Jayant Basu, to take you on the operational performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Nitesh. Good afternoon to all, and welcome to SEM India's Q2 performance for 25-26. I'm pleased to share information about our performance, which is good in terms of profitability. As you can see, our EBITDA is more than 11% this quarter. And as a common trend, the revenue is a little down from the quarter one because of monsoon effect. Generally, if you see all the past years, it affects around 14%-16% in that range. You will get less revenue in quarter two because of monsoon. And this year also not exception to that. But Q3, Q4 will definitely be better than this. Profit after tax, around 5%. Historically, if we see the profit after tax, two, three years back also, it used to be around 2%, 3%, 3.5% in that range. And for a construction company, purely 5% PAT, I think is quite good compared to any standard. Profit before tax is 6.7% this quarter. So the financial performance are quite okay, execution is good, and the major jobs which all of you know we have been discussing, the Ganga Expressway is almost, it's called completed, I must say it is completed. Udangudi all completed. CMRL Chennai Metro which have started, it was a very tough job considering the geology, we could overcome those challenges, and the TBM, I mean the tunnel is almost completed or under control. Bangalore Metro tunneling is completed. And the certain job which have started in between, like LNG Petronet and Dahej for as a marine job. Again, a very challenging place to work, but work is going on very smoothly. Project Bharsa, which was a tough job to begin with. And if you know the history, it was a long history anyway. We were able to deliver as per the client's requirement in the timeline, quality, etc. Bangladesh job, we faced some turmoil due to the local issues, as all of you know, but it is fully under control and within the schedule going on. We receive payment as required and there is no issue at all in terms of Bangladesh job. We have started few new jobs. One is in Abu Dhabi for ADNOC, that is Abu Dhabi Port Limited. We have just in the phase of mobilization. Other international job at Colombo is almost completed. Bangladesh, we have just said. In building, we are doing a unique project for IKEA at Noida, which is started very well. And hopefully, we'll be able to complete within the time. Few other buildings also we have handed over. So execution-wise, we are quite comfortably positioned now. But at the same time, we have got plenty of opportunity going forward. And as you have seen that our order book has gone to 6,000 to 7,000 crore already, which is almost equal to what we have done last year, whole year. There are a few jobs which are the lowest, our order is almost there. So if you consider that, 10,000 crore order is almost there in our hand. And there are a few jobs in pipeline. Opportunities are plenty. We still maintain a balance between the segments. And there is new segment as we have launched, data centers. We have already started, secured a job and started the working in one job. There is a huge prospect in data center business. Similarly, there are kind of other avenues like large diameter tunnels, and we are focusing on that airport. So I think things are all okay, within control, and future looking good. So I think that's all from my side. We'll be happy to have any questions on this. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditi Korakruka from CD EquiSearch Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is that what is your revenue growth target for FY26?
FY26, I think we have projected already around 20-22%. It's around 20%. Yeah.
Around 20%.
Yes.
Okay, and so how do you plan to achieve this target?
First of all, we have to secure the job to get the revenue, which we have done. Then execution we have to do, and we have our team resources available to execute those jobs, because if you have to agree that you do a job of 1,000 crore and you do a 2,000 crore job, you don't require much resources in terms of the management, you require more resources for the plant and machinery, which we have, or if you do not have, we can hire, we can buy. Everything is planned, and I don't see any issue on that as far as execution is concerned.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
So congrats on a strong operating performance. So could you provide the detail of the order we received in terms of which order we received in Q2 and also the 1,000 crore we have received in post 30th September and also L1 position orders?
Yes, we have the port sector. We received an order from JSW Port at Odisha, around 800 crores of job. Similarly, we have received from the group on Vizhinjam Breakwater 400 crores, and this is in port sector. Abu Dhabi, as we have just mentioned, is also port job. These are 700 crores. In the airport segment, we have got received around 1,300 crores of job between Jaipur and Trivandrum. Underground metro at Calcutta, close to 1,000 crores, we received the order. And in the power plant, we have received a job from the group, around 400 crores. Data center, 1,500 crores. And there is a small job in Khavda. So altogether, 6,100 crores of job we have got. There are few jobs, 1,000 crores which is in pipeline. And bulk of them is with Mundra Port, 1,600, and some berth job in Vizhinjam Port, so around 1,000 crores of job. So this is the more or less breakup of which has
secured. L1 position, sir?
L1 position, we are in Pune Metro, we are L1, 1,700 crores. We are L1 in a project Bharsa for Indian Navy, also close to 1,000 crores. So 3,000 crores. And one more job which I am not able to reveal the name, which will be around 2,000 crores, which is almost with us. Once it comes, you will know.
Okay. In terms of H2, I mean, remaining of 5 months, how do you see order inflows finalizing?
We still want to maintain the same guideline. End of the year, 15,000-16,000 crores will be the order book, if not more.
And which all segment do you are expecting these orders? I mean, whether it is metro or data center or marine job?
All the three segments, as you have said.
Okay. And any airport order expected to be finalized from group company?
It depends upon how the project takes up, what time. Yes, the opportunities are there, but it depends upon when they will start accordingly, whether this year or next year.
And lastly, sir, any legacy provision which we have written back in this quarter, or?
No, I think we are mostly done with those such kind of provisions and this thing, because as you know, long time back, Delhi Metro and thereafter Bangalore Metro. So those big kind of things are behind us. Yeah, while doing project, some job we'll lose, some job we'll gain. So some sort of things will be always there. But there is nothing which is very significant to be discussed or reported.
Okay, sir. That is all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreyan Mehta from Equiries. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Congrats on a great set of numbers. So my first question is, just one clarification. So order inflow including L1 would be closure to 6,000 plus closure to 5,000 odd crores. So 11,000 odd crores is the number, is, you know, how we should look at things?
Yeah, if you see, I mean, the order what we have received officially 6,200 crores till now.
Right.
That is up to September end. In October also we have received the order of
1,000 crores.
So order received is around 7,200 crores so far. But beyond that, few orders are just ready for us to be taken up, which is our L1 and other things altogether will be around 3,500 crores.
Yes.
So you are rightly said that around 10,000 plus, close to 11,000 crore order, you may say, practically is with us in this year.
Got it. Sure. That clarifies the thing. So second, in terms of, you know, our performance this quarter, the other income seems to be on a higher side. So are there any write-backs or, you know, anything, you know, which is exceptional for this quarter?
No write-back. It's only exchange gain is there, one of the overseas, and interest on the FDs which have been formed. So no exceptional or no write-backs sort of thing.
No write-backs. Got it. Sure. And so third, in terms of, you know, the depreciation cost, if you see, you know, the quarterly run rate seems to be, you know, going downwards as compared to last year. So will this be the, you know, we should be assuming this run rate closer to 430, 440 odd crores going forward? Or how should one look at the depreciation run rate?
For depreciation, more or less, you know, historically the run rate has been like that only. But now, As Mr. Basu said, that we are also looking forward for jobs in different verticals of large TBMs and all. So on success base, it may change because that may require a new capital equipment as per the project requirements. So it's all success base. Otherwise, historically, the range has always been into that, and we would, based on the current order book position, it will be maintained. Sort of thing.
Got it, sure. And the last two questions from my side, what is the capex we have done till date and what's the target? And secondly, if you could help us in terms of split between the Adani group or the parent exposure in terms of order book for 1H.
Capex is around so far 58 crores.
Capex around 60 odd crores so far, and the expectation is like close to 250 to 300 odd crores of capex to be spent in the full year basis. Provided, as I mentioned, that if there is a new requirement for large equipments, so that will change the numbers.
Sure.
And your second question was something related to Adani order book. We just missed it.
Yeah. So mix between the parent and, you know, the outside the parent in terms of the order book.
Order book around 25-26% from the group company or parent company.
25-26%.
Yes.
Sure. All right, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the other income front, what could be a normalized number going ahead on a quarterly basis?
Sorry, can you say again, somewhere?
On the other income front, on a quarterly basis, we can expect somewhere around 10-15 odd crores?
Yes. Quarterly basis, of course, yes.
Okay. So secondly, what would be our Bangladesh project receivables right now?
Bangladesh project, actually receivable is within control. I mean, whatever you are supposed to get, you have already got it, but still for the bookkeeping purpose, around 130 crores is receivable, which is a normal
receivable
cycle.
Yeah, as per the contract terms.
Yeah. And what is the outstanding order value remaining?
To be executed, I think 50% almost, which is 600 odd crores we have to execute out of 1,400-1,500 crores.
And incrementally, are you looking for any orders in Bangladesh, or for now being we will be only focusing on the current order?
Bangladesh, so far it is not in our focus because of some obvious reason. And yeah, we are not so much focusing on Bangladesh right now.
Okay, sir, out of our order inflow plus L1 position of around 11,000 odd crores, what would be the share of Adani projects?
Around 50%. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, lastly, one bookkeeping question. What would be your mobilization advance and what would be the interest portion of that? Interest bearing portions?
The total advance is around 900 odd crores. And out of that, almost like 20% is interest bearing.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Shah from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the data center business. Mr. Basu, Adani Enterprises have been very aggressively guiding on their data center business. They are planning to reach 1 gigawatt capacity by 2030. And they have also kind of recently announced a tie-up with Google for almost $15 billion investment over the next 5 years in Vizag. So these are large plans from the overall group level. How is our company kind of, what kind of opportunity opens up for our company in the data center business because of this? And how are we kind of ramping up our system and our manager bandwidth for this?
Yeah, this is, we have taken it very seriously because opportunities are there. I mean to say that if you see the data center, it has got a civil component, the construction of the structure, and thereafter the electromechanical part. And on top of that, the design of the whole thing. Civil and electromechanical part. So, civil part definitely we are interested and we will be doing as much as possible given to us. And we have already started work in Navi Mumbai. So, whatever data center civil work is there, majority portion we intend to do, and that is the intention, I hope, from the group company also, provided everything goes okay. But interesting part is that we are getting involved in the electromechanical part also, which is the bulk of the revenue. So we are building up our capability, recruiting people, we are engaging with the consultants so that we can cater to the requirement of electromechanical part as well.
So that's very encouraging, sir. Thank you so much. And second is, sir, overall with the order inflow we have in place as well as L1 position, we are almost at 11,000 crores. Till date. So the overall guidance of 15,000, is it very conservative because the way the ordering is yet to pick up and expected to pick up in second half, and I understand a lot of projects, again the group has won in Bihar and ropeway project, road project, a lot of projects they have won probably. So maybe some of it will come for execution to our company. So is this 15,000 a bit conservative or is it realistic?
What is your assessment?
So my
assessment, everything
pickup is yet to happen. So we thought the H2 will be heavier than H1.
Yeah, I think 15,000 was projected last quarter. It will be definitely 15,000 or a little bit more. Let us see. I mean, yes, we expect to be a little bit more than 15,000 crores, but 15,000 compared to last year also is okay. In terms of the order what you have secured last year, even second last year.
Right, sir. So great, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Am I audible?
Hello. Yeah, audible.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to understand on the geographic bifurcation for order book, order inflow and the revenue. How much are we deriving it from the domestic market and international markets?
See, domestic market is majority, as you know, around 90 to 93%. And the rest is from the international market. Yeah.
Understood, sir. and the bid pipeline. So what would be our current bid pipeline?
Bid pipeline you can categorize in three category. One is the bid which we have submitted, another is bid on which you are working, another is bid which is likely to come in near future. So if you put in three categories, some of them, again I will repeat the same number, 90,000 crores plus minus should be the number, is the number.
Understood, sir. And how much of it are you expecting it from the group entities and independent, how much from the independent?
It is quite consistent, around 25-26% from the group.
Okay. Understood, sir. And sir, what would be the net working capital days for Q2, if you can help me with that for a little bit?
It is 90 days,
close to 90 days now on Q2. 90 days, understood, yeah. Sir. And I think the last quarter we had some working capital limits, short-term limits at about 6,000 odd crores. And we had 90% utilization. So what would be the, where do you stand now on that?
So again, we are at 6,500 odd crores of the overall limits available with us, and the utilization again is like 85-90% fully utilized.
Understood. Thanks a lot for the question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kedar from Congruous Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, my question is specific to the new data center vertical that you announced. It's very encouraging to see a order book of 1500 crores over there. So when it comes to the execution of this, as you recently explained to one of the other participants, it's going to be primarily civil plus EMP thrown in. So do you think the margin profile is going to be largely in line with what the business has been printing over the past 4 to 5 quarters, or do you think it's going to be on the lower side?
Because civil construction company, we have our standard margin profile.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but there is some disturbance in your line. Mr. Kedar, can you please mute your line if possible?
Yeah. So margin profile will be quite okay, quite standard, whatever we have in civil construction, around whatever we have. So I don't know why I think it should be less.
Okay, sir. So how big do you think this new vertical could be with, let's say, a 2-year horizon? So do you think this could become something like, let's say, 10%, 15% of the overall order book?
At least 15%.
Okay, sir. And the final question I have is, sir, when it comes to the go-to-market model that you propose to have for this new data center vertical, will you be bidding for projects independently as well, or do you think the order flow will be primarily coming in through the promoter group for this?
You know, it has to be step by step. So maybe initial few years.
Sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Kedar, can you please mute your line?
Sure.
So step by step, we'll definitely eventually we'll go to the external customer, but initially maybe 1 year or 1 year so we'll be living with our own promoter.
Thank you, sir. That answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. From the group entities, if I have to identify the entities which are prospects for us in terms of, business, I'm just, calling out the businesses. And if I missed anything, please, if you could add. So it is basically the airports business. Then it is the airports real estate development business. Then it is the ports, basically the ports business. Then it is data centers. It is all the industrial capacities the group is taking in the form of PVC or anything where there is a scope for industrial building. should one include Dharavi redevelopment as a scope for you, I don't know, and the roads business. So have I identified all the relevant group businesses as a prospect business for us, or anything which I have added, or anything that you want to add?
Yeah, I think we have covered all. We have covered more because we are not there in Dharavi. I mean, that's
okay, so that,
considered
okay.
As Dharavi prospect to us.
So is Dharavi a prospect or it is not a prospect considering the businesses that we do today?
No, it is not a prospect considering the way the line of our business model. Dharavi is not a prospect to us.
Okay. Then generally for whatever capexes that the group calls out, in your opinion, what should be the average civil component of those capexes? I think, let's say in an airport, what should be the civil component? Then in a data center, what should be your exposure? Or a capex, target capex component, if you could tell us. I am assuming that in ports, it's a fairly high share because it's largely civil. So I'm not calling that out, but in these two areas, if you could call out.
I can tell you what is the present component of the job, what we have secured. But future, you have to ask our promoter what will be their plan, in which segment Amazon.
No. My question was generally a civil component in, or your area of interest component is what in a data center and it is what in an airport, if you could tell that.
Normally in data center, civil component is around 25%, say 30%, and balance port would be around 50-55% or even more than that. It's difficult to say in that manner because depends upon I need to do a little bit of homework on that.
No work on that. Okay. And is it fair to assume that your company should have about 50% market share in the group's capex of the relevant component?
No. Because civil component will not be 60% of the capex. It will be much less than that.
No, as I said, 50% of the relevant component. So 50% of whatever is a civil component, is it a fair assumption?
I won't be able to comment on that.
So today you are, today what will be your market share in whatever incremental orders that are getting issued and you have started getting orders, so what will be your market share?
I need to check.
Okay, no problem, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mahesh Patil from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my first question is on the order inflow. Given the order inflow of more than 6,000 crore in H1, and the strong pipeline. Do we expect a strong H2 and are we revising our order inflow guidance for FY26?
We just discussed with some other investor. I think we have mentioned around 15,000 crores. It will be around that, little bit more than that. At this moment, we are not planning to have any new guidelines.
Okay, sir. So my second question is on the thermal opportunity, given the strong pipeline with Adani Power of around 23 gigawatt of capacity. How much of this can we expect to come to us?
It depends upon our capability and our resource availability. Some of them already we have received, some of them we are discussing. But I am not able to comment on how much is their total focus on the thermal. But for us, it will be the range of, say, 2,500 crore maximum in this year.
Okay, sir. And so my last question is on the pumped storage capacity. So the opportunity there, given that many of the developers, including Adani Green, is kind of investing into pumped hydro storage, how much of the prospect do you see in this PSP?
Yeah, I think that's quite a bit of prospects in general is there. As you know that not only Adani Group, there are other promoters also venturing to that. So yeah, there's a good prospect available, and good thing about this pumped storage package is the size of the jobs are quite big ticket job. Even if you get one or two, that gives a big scale up your work in hand position. So there is a good prospect in pumped this segment.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Shah from SRE PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is slightly for a long term, that's like over the next three, four, 5 years or so. Sir, the entire initiative of the government to develop the shipbuilding clusters is coming up in future. Sir, do we see any such sense of opportunity of business there in that segment for us? Because even shipbuilding clusters would be associated very close to the port and building the shipyards, et cetera. So my first question is, do we see an opportunity in that space? If so, if we have some rough ballpark estimate of how much, you know, can it be in terms of numbers? So that is first. Second is, sir, our USP, you know, what is it that we have an edge over competition in this entire marine business that we are doing? And one more is, you know, the Vadhavan port, which is coming up, which is one of the biggest port which is coming up in India right now as we are speaking. So any work where we are associated with that or anything that we foresee in the future? So these are my questions that I need to understand from your side.
Fine. I think quite relevant questions. First of all, the shipbuilding opportunity will depend upon what opportunities are available. But if you say about capability-wise, per se, we'll be very much there. First of all, you have to create the infrastructure more than the other part, the civil structure, which involves dry dock, wet basin, shiplift facility, slipway, and all these structures are very specialist, and we are very good in that. We have done such kind of job in Project Seabird. We are doing at Project Bharsa. We have done it in Jaigarh for JSW, not for JSW, that Choglep. We have done at Garden Reach. We have done at ABG for at Dahej. So we are very much in that in terms of our capabilities concerned. So as and when it comes, we not leave them. I mean, now I don't have the data now what will be the size in terms of, you know, value and all, but as you can see that if it comes, we are there. That is number one. Number two, USP of ours, how differentiate with the other contractor is that, see, this marine business has started in the year 1989, and two good things has happened. Those who have started working in marine division since 89, they are almost all are there today in our company. They are hardly any migration of people. So the knowledge which is there, it is there. And the specialist plant and equipment which is there, which is already there, and the technology part. In marine, technology is very important because you have the design, you have the engineering, you have technology, then execution. Before execution, the technology, each marine job is different. And you have to have some sort of innovation to cater to the job requirement. So I think we are quite good in that, and that is what I think differentiate us with other marine contractors.
Yeah.
Okay, your last question was Vadhavan.
Yeah.
Vadhavan, as you see that it's a very big marine prospect. And for information, as you know that already the first project contracted with us. So we have started the working there, and we hope that in future also we'll be there in some projects, some contract.
Okay. Fine. Sir, given that size of opportunity is huge, meaning I'm just trying to correlate the way in which government intended to do on defense and on railways, clearly the roadmap is now on the shipbuilding thing. So do we see a shortage of, you know, quality manpower for us in the organization or any such thing which can, you know, act as a small bit of a hindrance given the size of the opportunity which is going to be there unfolded, you know, in the times to come? So anything, and are we preparing for those as well? Just if I can understand that.
Yeah, I think, as you know, that construction industry in our country is few hundred billion, million USD and all. So compared to that, whatever we do, that is quite insignificant, even compared to some other company as well. So we all know very well there are opportunities, and there is a continuous process in-house to build up the capability in terms of manpower, in terms of management capability. Not only that, even to handle the logistics and other stuff. So that process is very much there. And if you see that plant and machinery, those are available. You have to go to Middle East or Europe or Singapore, you get the plant and machinery on hire, or you can buy them. That's not a very difficult task. But to have quality manpower, those who know the work, yes, that is a challenge. But I think we have done pretty well in that, and we are still working. So hopefully that we'll be able to cater to that.
Fine. Thank you, sir, for making me understand all this, and all the very best in the times to come. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Deekshant from DB Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. The core question is actually on our.
Sorry to interrupt. You can continue, sir.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
The core question is on margins going forward. So since we have this exciting opportunity in front of us, and we also are one of the few people who are able to do this in India, don't you think that we have a good chance of accelerating our margins? Because I think 9%-10% margins has been our largely what we have done in the past.
Of course, there is who doesn't want to increase the margin? We all working for that. But this is a market-driven issue, because you can increase your revenue to have better margin, you can reduce your cost to have better margin. And both has got the limitations. If you want to increase your revenue, you cannot be competitive. If you have to be competitive, your revenue will be restricted. And to what extent you will reduce the cost, because you have to deliver the job. So you have to live in this thin line of boundaries and still expect to do better. So, yeah, that's what my answer is.
Yeah, I understand, sir, and we have been delivering quality. That's why we keep on getting the jobs. Can you put a number to what our margin trajectory can be, maybe the next 2 years, next year, and the year forward to it?
Well, I think the PBT of 6%, which we have achieved, is we are okay with that. EBITDA 10% plus 11% is okay. PAT around 4%. It is very difficult to predict what it will be after 2-3 years' time. See, whole thing depends upon not only execution, depends upon the opportunity where the players are not there, green area. Many things make a factor. So very difficult to predict what will be the margin. But our endeavor will be to have around 11% EBITDA, PAT close to 4%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically whatever margins are we having right now, these are like for the lack of better word, this is the worst margins we'll ever have, and from now on we can expect an improvement in our margins in even coming years or even quarters. Is that a fair assumption for us?
You can always expect, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of J.S. Shah from OHM Portfolio Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Just a clarification, your first half turnover is close to 3700 crores or so, and full year should be around 11,000 crores. So is this normal that second half would be not close to twice the first half revenues in terms of execution?
Actually, first half turnover is close to 5,000 crores. I think 4,718 crores. Yes. Not 4,718, to be precise.
Okay.
And historically, if you see, the second quarter is always much better than, second half is always better than first half.
Right.
Yeah. You can put a number based on our previous performance.
Right, right. And, sir, given the order book pipeline plus the orders that you have, it should be predictable that you should be looking to double your revenues in less than 3 years, in which case the execution cycle per quarter has to go up meaningfully. Is that a reasonable assumption? I'm not asking for a specific guidance, but I'm saying, is this possible given the order book and the execution timelines that may go along with it?
Yeah, I think I must say that's a reasonable assumption.
Right. And in which case, because of the operating leverage, EBITDA margins can go to even 10%, 11% or higher, because the corporate overheads will get absorbed over a higher top line.
Well, I think already it is 10% plus. I mean, if you see historically, it was 9%, 8%, but since last few quarter, it has been more, 10% plus. So this quarter is 11%. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And these large projects, normally are they bid at around 10 to 11% EBITDA range? And is there any segmental variation between, say, your ports, airports, civil and data center work and all, or broadly you do project building at 10 to 11% EBITDA range?
I mean, do you want me to say that what percentage of margin we'll charge for bidding? I don't think that's a fair question.
No, I'm just looking at a normal range that, okay, so let me just ask you in a different way, that are segmental margins different for different business?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And can you at least rank them? I'm not asking you to give a specific number as to which are most profitable and which are least profitable.
Rank them in the sense that, we have mentioned, underground metro, marine normally gives a better margin as compared to the other segments.
I see. And lastly, on whilst we have talked about Vadhavan port, this Vizhinjam port also, I think you've received just the breakwater project. So
yes,
you should be getting more of that project as well, since it's owned by the parent.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunities has to be there from parents also. As you can see, Vizhinjam port, there will be future extensions, so you may get some order from them.
Okay. And when would you then need to raise your working capital limits? Because if your execution doubles, I think your working capital limits will also need to be doubled.
See, working capital, revenue, cash in, cash out, all of those proportionately. The moment you have more revenue, you bill more, you get paid by the client. So automatically that part takes care. What happens that you require to have some advance to start the new job before it converts to the running account bill. So that will be your endeavor to get advance as much as possible from the customer. Otherwise, working capital, if you see historically during the 3 years, there is marginal requirement, marginal, increment in that. So we don't think we are much worried about that. But as and when it is required, our team is working, our finance team, and they will be able to arrange it. No issue.
Right. And lastly, on retention levels, what are the normal retention levels and for all the projects? And how long the retention levels are due?
See, retention also, it is very varies customer to customer. Sometimes it is 5% cash, sometimes it is 10% cash, sometimes zero cash and bank guarantee only retention. So that is how it goes. So today our retention will be around 600 crores out of business of year to year, around 10,000 crore business.
Okay. 600 crores of retention versus advanced mobilization of 900 crores.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreyans Gathani from SG Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I had a couple of questions. Sorry. The first one was on the interest cost. Since now we've got rerated, our credit ratings have gone up, should we expect any kind of benefit in terms of the interest cost that we'll be having here?
See, the financial institutions are not in our control, but definitely we'll try our best, and we are trying, and we hope, and we wish that interest rate will come down. Let us see.
No, so the interest rate, I meant, like, since you've got a rating upgrade, credit rating upgrade, does that have any favorable impact to your rate of interest?
Normally, yes.
There are many factors which drives that.
Yeah.
So that's not the only factor. But as rightly said by Mr. Basu, we are working, and the endeavor is always to bring down the cost.
Got it. The second question was on the data center side. So this 1,500 crore order book that we've got. So you said that 25% is the civil structure. So pretty much like 75% is something that we'll be subcontracting to. So with that much amount of subcontracts, you think we'll still be able to maintain that around 10% margin?
Actually, data center subcontracting means it is basically supply and then installation. So it depends upon you go to which category of subcontractor. You can give it to somebody like very big company, that entire thing they do it. You can divide them to small companies, that part of them run down by some other company. And then you can even buy the stuff by yourself and put somebody to install it. So whole lot of combination has to be done. And yeah, that is the business. I mean, we have to do margin out of all this.
Got it. Good. So you said you're also working on the electromechanical side. So by when do we expect, you know, more of an integration that we have on the whole, you know, chain of data center EPC?
First job what we have secured already have started working on that, including electromechanical. I think by another few months' time, the integration will happen.
Got it. And what would be the timeline for the execution for this project?
Data center, each data center civil part is around 16-17 months, and thereafter another 6-7 months for the entire commissioning. So 2 years plus minus 2 years you can consider.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, just on the previous participant's question on data center with electromechanical jobs, so do we have a better margin on compared to the civil side of this data center job?
Unless we execute, how do you know? We have just started. We hope to be better margin. Let us see.
Okay. Yeah, that is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bobby J from Franzi Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Regarding the data centers, isn't that more through PEB structures?
Well, generally, yes, PEB structures, but you can convert it to precast concrete items also.
Right, but you think precast will still be used because you read more and more of these being done through PEB. So, for example, for Adani, do they primarily use PEB or precast concrete?
Mix. I mean, it is not only PEB, it is not only precast, mix of them.
Okay. And the second question is regarding the Adani Group. Whenever they have a project, and assuming you have the capability and the capacity to fulfill it, does it directly come to you or do you have to bid for it?
No. We are a listed entity, so it goes through a tender process. The normal process what is to be followed before, same thing continuing. I have clarified it before also. It doesn't come to us automatically.
Okay, so it's just like any other tender?
Yes.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the follow-up. So only one question. In the other income, what is the portion of currency gain for Q2?
It's around close to 15 odd crores in Q2.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you all for the interest you have taken for our Q2 conference call of CIM India Company Projects Limited, and hopefully we'll remain connected and take more interest on our company. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.